This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jeremy Cliff. Dylan, Slim, Seth, we'll get to all of you. Mr. Dent's going to be with us till 20 after this 5-minute segment and the next 12-minute segment. Then I will get into some of the other economic news, some of the other world news I've not hit on yet. But going back to the phone calls, Jeremy in Colorado, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Harry. I was going to ask about student loans and the potential of using precious metals to offset the accelerating effects when the time comes to, I anticipate the death of the dollar as a world reserve status. I anticipate that as inevitable. And I'm wondering if it would be a good way to negate some student loan debt for students out there who, if they're able.
Well, I've got another question, but I want to answer yours. What about Obama saying they're going to give people free college? But then if you actually read the fine print, you just pay for it all in the second half. I mean, we're in such debt, and they're like, free, free, free. You'll get everything free. This is insane. But what about his question about student loans and, I guess, keeping gold, hoping later it goes up in value so you can then pay off your loans?
Well, first of all, the student loan thing is a bubble. Now there's more of that than credit cards. It's because education costs are in a bubble, and people who don't already have rich parents can't afford to get into college anymore without getting heavily in debt. So that's a terrible thing for the future. Gold is not the solution. This is one of the things we have warned and we've been right about. We argue with Peter Schiff, people who agree with us about the debt and the stimulus, being artificial and not sustainable. Gold is an inflation hedge. In the 70s, it was a great hedge. Gold does not like deflation. When bubbles burst, money gets destroyed. Wealth suddenly disappears when stocks are worth, 4,000 on the Dow one day and 20,000, previous. Debts, half of the private debt in this country, like in the Great Depression, are going to be written off. That is money that was created out of thin air by banks, disappear. The central banks have created money that's going to disappear at some point.
And by the way, Harry, I don't disagree with you overall, but I bought most of my gold at 300 to 500 an ounce, and I'm still holding it whether it goes up or down as an emergency backup. I don't think it should be more than 10% of what people do.
A small amount, especially because in certain times, now I'd rather have silver coins than gold.
Sure.
Frankly, more tradable.
Oh, yeah, but I've got more silver than I've got gold, but just expanding on that, Schiff is, right in line with your predictions. He's made a lot of the similar predictions and been right. I'm seeing long term, though, there's so much volatility. I don't think we can say either way. You may disagree with that, but just honing in on gold here for just a moment, though, even though the Chinese and others are hoarding it, you just still think it's going to be going down? Because even though we've seen other commodities plunging, gold's actually gone up some, right?
No. Gold was at 1934 and it recently got to 1150. It's gone down as much as iron ore, not quite as much as oil. Oil's always.
Well, I know it's been going down overall the last few years, but it had been bouncing up a little bit.
It's bounced the last couple of months. Well, oil's bouncing right now. Not going to last. We've been predicting gold would bounce maybe up to about 1314, maybe even 1400, but I think it's going down. We've got a number of commodity charts on our book. It shows when you trade sideways after a major surge for a number of years, it's oil and gold and silver and copper, and then break down below that, then you're dead. I mean, we told you, when oil broke 1525, it was over. When oil broke 80, it's over for a long time. So gold, the last time it peaked in silver was with the commodity cycle back in 1980. Well, commodity cycles have peaked again. So we've been warning gold's going to go down more than up, and it is the best protection in an inflationary season like the 70s It is not the best protection in a deflationary debt deleveraging season like the 30s. And that is where I have differed with Peter Schiff, and he's been wrong and I've been right. Gold keeps going down. He keeps saying it's going to go to 5 to 10,000. I don't think it gets above 1,500.
All right, Harry, stay there. Thank you, caller. That was a good question. Cliff and others, we're going to go right to you after this break. Cliff's listening in Texas on 92.1 FM. Maybe we can get the call letters of that station. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in life.
Harry Dent's with us for 12 more minutes. Let's get to as many of your calls as possible. And Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs is in studio with us to break down what's really happening in Russia. Now, here's a story from 3 months ago, back in October. Russia, or I guess more than 3 months ago, 5 months ago, Russia deploying tactical nuclear arms in Crimea. NATO's tactical nuclear weapons must go, being moved in up against Russia. Does Russia think their new nuclear weapons could win a war? Forbes. No longer unthinkable. Should U.S. ready for limited nuclear war? Breaking out of defense. Russia has threatened nuclear attack, says Ukraine defense minister. Newsweek. Well, we saw an explosion that looks like a nuke and damaged houses 15 miles away. I'm not saying it's not a chemical plant, but it's not getting a lot of attention in Ukraine, and it looks bad. And I've grown up in Texas and seen chemical plants blow up, and they have multiple explosions afterwards that are just as big or bigger. So This does not look like anything I've ever seen but a nuke. That doesn't mean that it was a nuke, but it's okay to ask that question because we're not getting the truth out of Russia. That's coming up. Right now, Cliff, thanks for holding. You're listening on 90.1 in Austin. Go ahead, Cliff. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hey, glad to talk to you. That's it. Hey, have you ever heard of the Shemitah by Jonathan Cahn?
You know, my audio is breaking up a little bit from you. Maybe you're clear to dent, but I can't really understand you. Have I ever heard of what?
The Shemitah. It's a book by Jonathan Cahn.
No, I haven't. Tell us about it.
Well, he gives the aspect of everything that's been happening in our world. God has allowed it to happen because we haven't been following his ways. So I would suggest that you get the book because it says a lot about our country in it and what's going to happen. And this is only part of what's been going on as far as God allowed the World Trade Center to be brought down because of our arrogance.
Well, I do think that great wealth creates great decadence and arrogance, and then corruption sets in. And I am a Christian. One of my biggest problems is the establishment churches are telling people not to be politically involved. And so America's moral compass seems to be broken. Let me get Mr. Dent's take on that.
Yeah, no, I just find the same thing. I don't comment on religion because you know, you turn off people or not. But I see the same thing. When things get this extreme in wealth and stuff, everything gets corrupted by the special interests. A group of people have so much power at every level in religion and politics and business that it cannot be any other way. That's why we have cycles. You know, God, the universe, natural systems never go too far in one direction without resetting and going the other direction. We can't go up forever without getting way out of balance, and we can't go down. And when things go up, people think they'll go up forever, and that's why I talk to people. I prove to them otherwise. And when things go down, people think it'll go down forever. Neither is true. These ups and downs correct each other. That's why capitalism works better than top-down planning.
I just had the crew pop in my head. We're actually going to be interviewing on air next month the author of the book that the caller just raised. So thank you, caller, for calling in with that information. Now, before we go any further with our guest, and by the way, that book is he's also written the book The Harbinger. Again, if you're a radio listener and it sounds like I'm bumbling around, it's because they're flashing stuff on screen in live time. So this is a transmission where we're very interactive and things are unfolding as we go along here. Let's go ahead now and go to another caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Dylan in Illinois. Dylan, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I noticed that the oil prices has not only affected Russia, but affected China's real estate prices to go down and causing slow growth in their economy in the last 4 months. And it's affected Texas housing boom, and retail stores are closing and malls are closing. How do you know if a real estate crash is coming from China, biggest bubble?
Well, I mean, you know, Dent's been saying that China is going to be the big place to see the bubble probably first break. And I just saw the Chinese government come out and revise their numbers last week. I saw a lot of analysts say that clearly now China has crested and is starting to really accelerate a downward spiral. Can you elaborate on that, Harry?
Yeah, first of all, China has to be growing slower than they say because they never tell you the truth there, or commodity prices wouldn't be falling because China is the largest buyer of commodities to feed their export and industrial machine in the world now by far. So I mean, that's one thing. Yes, commodities going down and oil is good for the everyday person long term, but it is going to cause some huge disruption. There's $6 trillion owed in U.S. dollars to banks and bondholders from emerging country companies who depend on commodity prices, and they're going to start defaulting. These frackers who invested $1 trillion, created 1 million jobs, like you say, especially in Texas, and a whole real estate boom that went much stronger than the last one there, that's going to implode because these guys are dead. They have to have over $80 to really make it long term, and under 55, they really start doing terrible. They're not going to reinvest when their wells run out. They're not going to be able to pay back their debts, and you got a half a trillion there. So I actually see this oil collapse as a trigger to the next worldwide debt crisis. We have way more debt than anybody knows. So all it takes is a trigger, just like the subprime crisis. It wasn't the whole crisis last time. It was the trigger that got the markets to start thinking about debt and worrying about debt. And the more you look around and worry about debt, you say, holy smokes, we got more debt than anybody knows, and the whole thing comes down. So I think this is a very important trigger. I've been telling people, watch oil to finally bounce here. And boy, it's barely bouncing, and it really crashed. I think oil is going to turn around in the next few months and go back down to 30 bucks or something like that. And then people are going to have to realize these frackers and a lot of these emerging country exporters are dead, and there's going to be a lot of debts that aren't going to be paid.
So you don't think oil is stabilized. You think more volatility is coming?
Well, I think it'll stabilize. We've said for a long time, oil, if it broke 80, it's dead, which it did. It's ultimately going to $10 to $20 in the next several years, but it'll probably vary between $10 and maybe...
So it still will be volatile, just going down overall.
Yeah, it's not just going to go down and stay down, but it's going to be between 10 and 70. Most oil companies can't make it over 45, traditional ones. Most frackers can't make it under 55.
What did it, though? I mean, it was already glut was going in that direction, but the Saudis, are they just trying to pick the time it starts its descent?
Well, the Saudis are playing like Rockefeller in the early 1900s. They are the low-cost producer with some of the largest reserves. They're not cutting their production because they want prices to go down. They want to eliminate their competition so they can be a dominant producer for longer term. They're going to knock out the frackers. They're going to knock out the tar sands in Canada, Venezuela, and Iran. Many countries like that are just going to fall by the wayside and never come back. That means Saudi Arabia is going to have higher prices and more dominance.
And Venezuela then will completely implode.
Oh, yeah. Venezuela's dead. I mean, they can't even make it at 100, nevertheless at 55.
And so that's why their lights aren't on now half the time. I mean, they are already rotting.
Yeah. And Russia, I mean, oil is and energy is their largest export sector in their government.
Can you imagine they got a communist government that's run everybody off, kicked all the entrepreneurs out, and now their oil economy's dead? That is going to be a hellhole inside a hellhole. Caller, thank you so much. Really great question. You know, what scares me, Harry, is that I don't think I've ever historically seen a bubble this big or this prolonged. So it looks like when the mega bubble starts popping, it could create a cascade into all these other bubbles. And, I mean, this could create a road warrior-like scenario of collapse if it really goes down. And the general public is so spoiled on average. I expect this to be explosive.
Yeah, no, I did too. I mean, not only every bubble in history has gotten greater because our incomes and wealth are greater, and then we can leverage more through debt off that wealth. So the bubbles get greater, but this has been extended. This bubble should have peaked in 2007 and crashed and never come back. Instead, we had a first bubble in 2000 crash, a second one in 2007, and now a third one into early 2015. I say, and I predict strongly, this is the last bubble because the last bubble has been totally artificial. The other ones had demographic and technology trends behind them. They were just exaggerated by
So sex. This is the last bubble.
It's the last bubble. When this one ends, they all go. Real estate around the world. The last time, okay, Spain went, Ireland went, U.S. went. Before that, Japan. I think all real estate bubbles just about are going to burst. All commodity bubbles and all stock bubbles. Because that's what they've done. Investors have jumped from one bubble to the next. And government.
But we have record low savings, record low entrepreneurial spirit, record numbers of people on welfare. You look at the equations. We have a major depression. It is going to be hell on earth.
Yeah. But that's what it takes to get a reset. I mean, the 30s was the worst time in U.S. history, but the crisis really only lasted 3 years. The whole system reset itself, and then we started to grow again. All this stuff about Roosevelt, you know, building all this stuff, pulling us out, that was not the real thing. The system went through a huge reset, huge debt deleveraging, the cost of living went down, and then things turned around, and it was led by the middle class household.
Sure.
It wasn't led by a bunch of special interests.
That's well known, but they try to hide that fact. Well, we're in for it. I got other callers here, but you got to go. We got Slim and Seth and John and Lewis. We'll get to all of you, but you can just make your statement. It's just really frightening as a father to see the government, Harry, digging in, getting ready to see the elites and the London Guardian admitting they're going to, you know, armored redoubts in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and running to New Zealand, saying they're trying to hide a global economic collapse when they've helped engineer it. That's got to really concern law enforcement and other people who are going to be stuck in the middle of all this.
Yeah. Law enforcement and security systems will be a good business.
Absolutely, and a very dangerous business. You're going to see that expanding. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, sure, Alex.
Don't forget, his book is free. You just pay the shipping on his website. We have that link up on Infowars.com, HarryDentResearch.com, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com are our websites. Stay with us.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
back to some of your phone calls right now ahead of Joe Biggs joining us. If there was a tactical nuclear weapon used as a warning to the West by the Russians or somebody else in Ukraine, we would not be told about it on the news. And just so you know, nuclear weapons have been used in war before. There's a lot of evidence they were used in Korea, smaller ones. And that, of course, the head of the military at that time in the Pacific operations, MacArthur, was relieved of command because he was about to call in larger attacks. The Nazis used some atomic weapons on the Eastern Front, but they were small and weren't high yield. And then that's actually in mainline history. It's just the official story of Fat Boy and Little Boy and Hiroshima and Nagasaki were told is the first time they were used. And quite frankly, that's just not the case. Well, it's the first time they were used in war, but not the last. And I've seen a bunch of articles in Popular Mechanics, you name it, the last 10 years about, you know, nukes are safe. We can start using smaller ones in war as bunker busters and the rest of it. The Russians have said if Western armor is brought anywhere into eastern Ukraine, they will use tactical nuclear weapons on it. And I've got those mainstream articles in front of me. We're going to be talking about that and repeating it all with Joe Biggs coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Seth in Kentucky. Seth, thanks for holding. Sorry couldn't talk to Dent. He had to go.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, well, I was just wanted to call because you know, I got to thinking about some things. I'm actually a pretty good fan of you, and I listen to you on occasions. My granddad passed away last year in August.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you. And basically, everything before he died, he basically said, look, this is going to get worse, okay? Things are not going to get better because, you know, given the fact that it's either us or we're not getting it. And I know this because I feel that as evangelical Christians as myself, I was reading the Bible the other day, and it talked about a great falling away. Now, I looked at that at first, and when everybody looks at it at first, you'll think, oh, everybody is turning their back on God, and everybody is turning to the world. But there's more to it than that, I feel. Evangelical Christians are nowhere to be seen, right?
Absolutely, because they've been taken over at the highest levels by government. And they're now part of the clergy response team. Even a year ago, when it even came out in Fox News, after we reported it, was the army people leaked it, that they were told, you will be court-martialed, and the general's letter was put out, if you will be disciplined up to the point of court-martial if you are evangelical Christian and if you attend the churches and give them money, and if you also are part of the Tea Party. And it's totally illegal, but it just shows they were testing. And nobody got in trouble for that. I mean, that's beyond the Soviet Union there. That's like communist China at its worst. And so, yes, no one stands up with 55 million babies. I mean, people stand up, but they get demonized. And so, of course, nobody's going to have rights. Of course, nobody's safe in a world like that. I spent much of the first hour breaking that down. Feminists advertise that they had abortions, and they say, I killed my son. And I feel strong now. I killed the male. These are sick freaks. These people are taking over. They mean business. And they love death. And the Christians won't fight them. The Christians won't stand up against them. Because it's all about political correctness. If you're a chicken neck commie or a chicken neck feminist and you boss people around, they get on their knees and beg. They go, you're the authority, CNN said. Even though CNN has no viewers. There's still this hoax that you do what the scum tells you. You follow the scum's orders. Because they're scum government. And you don't want to be called racist, so you support Obamacare, or you turn your guns in. And I say nobody stands up against it. Sure, these people are mad. They see through it. But still, they don't get back in the face of it and say, you're a totalitarian, sicko, control freak. I'm not going to put up with you. Appreciate your call, brother. John in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, you want to talk about court martials. You've had a cell phone, so you know what a SIM card is.
Yes.
I want you to think about that on a very, very small scale, and I'd be more than happy to talk more about this off the radio. But if you ever wonder about the Gitmo detainees that were released and why there was so much confidence as to how they would not be able to rejoin the ranks.
They had microchips grafted into their spinal cords.
That's exactly right. And that's...
You just released some really secret stuff right there. I've been told that by some high-level people. They fuse it directly into the vertebra, so it, you basically can't find it or remove it. I tell you what, I'm going to come back to you briefly. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to re-roll that powerful footage intro you just saw as you zoom in by satellite to the area of Ukraine Sunday that saw what appeared to be an atomic explosion, but that we're now hearing, it was a dropped cigarette. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not what chemical plants look like when they blow up. Okay, so we're not saying it's a nuke either. Could have been some type of fuel air bomb, a cache of explosives rolled in. I mean, we don't know, but it damaged houses 15 miles away. We're going to recap all this, get into the details here in just a moment with Joe Biggs, who, at the moment it was being reported by European television, did a report for InfoWars.com and became the most viral video out there of it unfolding. But we're trying to ferret out all the details of this, but it appears to be it was in Russian-held areas, so they wouldn't blow up their own facility. So it wouldn't be the Russians sending a message setting off a nuke. But I'm telling you, that is a atomic bomb or hydrogen bomb signature. That's exactly what they look like. That's not what fuel looks like when it expands and blows up. I mean, there's only one thing that moves like that. It's atomics. This is very, very suspicious. We don't know what happened. We're investigating it. Just like missing nuclear weapons at Dyess. I mean, that was confirmed. You notice all the freaking out in the media the days after, saying missing nukes, East Coast to be blown up, but not connecting it to Dyess. So I don't know the inside baseball of what's happening. I just know this doesn't look good. So we're going to be breaking that down with Joe Biggs, who's been reporting on it since Sunday here. Before we go any further, though, finishing up with John in Tennessee, John, you're saying that you have firsthand knowledge that detainees are being given high-tech microchips so they can be tracked when they're let out of Gitmo. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Mr. Jones, it's actually a program that started off being used on our troops ourselves.
Voluntarily. Oh, I know.
Being young and dumb and signing paperwork and thinking that you're going to do something that's special, such as myself. I served on a chemical ordnance biological radiological response team, and you sign up for these things thinking that it's going to help you. The chips that you're talking about, completely small, going nano to the point at which they don't even have to be embedded into the spine anymore. And one way that, there's conspiracy after conspiracy. You can make all kinds of stuff.
Sure, they're putting them in the vaccines. And in fact, outside groups have gone and blown it up.
But one thing that they are doing that people don't realize, because there are so many conspiracies, is not everybody needs to have one. So what they've done is they've created this grid, and if you and your family, say you were to go into a bunker, and there's five of you, only one of you has to have had one of those embedded, and they're able to associate that group that's together and use that as a trackable commodity, if you will.
Well, I know I have a family member who's been in the Army 32 years now, and he got all the special authorizations to stay in even longer because they have a shortage of troops. They'll let them basically stay in until they're 60 years old. And he said that this was about 7-8 years ago, they were getting the chips. And then he got real mad when I talked about it. I didn't say his name, but they figured it out. And so, yeah, they were getting chips then. And people make jokes about it when they hear this on air. No, folks, they're giving special personnel chips. They're giving officers chips. They're giving high-level people that are in secretive operations chips. Joe Biggs is here. Joe, did you ever hear anything about troops getting chips?
You always hear rumors about it, but, you know, when they line you up like cattle into a room and start injecting you with stuff, you have no idea what they're putting in there. And some of those needles are so big, it's possible that they could do something like that. And that's a lot of things that you would hear rumors about within the ranks of the military. But at this point in time, I mean, you know, we've heard that it's happened, but, I mean, hopefully I don't have one of me.
Well, it's not rumors with my family. It happened.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going on. This has been going on for a while. Yeah. Sir, specifically, though, you were in a group, because I know they have ordnance disposal domestically that they've used as the umbrella takeover, because it sounds legitimate. But, what? I mean, you specifically, they told you we're giving you a nano tracker chip?
What they told us was, because of our response speed, was you would step up to a line. It was painted on the ground. And your shoulders were rolled up. They would tell you to stay still. And there was this big thing that would come down, and it would chunk right into your shoulder. And inside those shots, you were told, okay, you know, this is going to help with sarin. This is going to help with BX. This is going to, you know, help with all these different things. And one of the things that you signed up for was, you know, in the event that anything were to ever happen, this will allow us the ability to extract you, to get you what you need, whenever you need. Basically cutting down on, you know, this will have all of your allergies, all of your family contacts. So in the event of emergency, you know, we're not looking and scounging for everything. It was basically.
Sure. So, but I mean, did they point blank say we're putting a chip in you?
Yes. Yeah. It was, they didn't call it a chip, at that time, but.
Well, that's exactly what they tell them. They go, this technology will allow us to extract you and have your whole medical history on it. You no longer have dog tags. You have this. They don't.
It was an interior barcode, if you will. But, you know, looking back on it with my age now and seeing how things have come out,
it's a whole different thing. There was way more to it than what it was now.
Now, were you told specifically they were putting it into the spinal cord of the Gitmo people? Because that's what I was told.
Yeah. We were not told that it was administered to the spinal cord. It is placed typically within a part of the body in which it would take, you have to have surgical intervention done on a massive level. This isn't something you could just have cut out of your arm.
No, they stick it in next to the nerve in the spinal cord. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you're risking serious stuff trying to go after something that you don't know exactly where it is.
Well, I hope listeners know that I've never even gone public with the information about Gitmo, even though I was told this by a high-level source, just because it's too unbelievable. But the caller's calling in, breaking down what happened to him. And I have my cousin who was told they were getting chips, I guess, 6-7 years ago. It's about 8 years ago now. Time flies. And then he wouldn't discuss it after that, said it was classified. Very, very interesting. All right. Well, thank you so much. Anything else you can add for the viewers or listeners?
The only thing I would say is when it comes to anything that's told to you, please just think very, very quickly, but very, very slowly. Is this something that I really need? Is it, we've survived so long without all of these vaccinations and these things that are supposed to make us better. I can tell you firsthand, there are reasons that you don't know of why things are coming up and being put into your body.
Well, let me ask you this. I've talked about the military being the most awake group. I mean, not the new recruits, but seasoned people. Just because they're in the middle of it, they're decompartmentalized. The police then are another group that statistically is very awake. Doesn't mean they're not doing terrible things on average sometimes, but the fact is they are easier to wake up because they're not in total la-la land like the general public. So I just state it like I see it. What can you say about your colleagues, former colleagues in the military? Are they waking up, or do you concur with what I've personally seen, or have you seen something different?
I'll say this. I think, there's a lot of guys out there that would agree. There's a lot of guys that are scared to death. They have families. There's the 3%ers. There's the Oath Keepers. And then there's just groups of guys that have, their own mythology, you will, or different hand signals or whatever that, you're taught to learn those things for when you are in places where you shouldn't be. And you know how to kind of create secondary forms of that. Yes.
So you're saying there's like basically secret languages in the military that people aren't going along with us and know what's happening.
In my specific unit, where we responded, we were basically sent and taught and trained for chemical, biological, radiological, and ordnance response team is what we were. Sometimes in the Army, it's referred to as a Sebring team. In the Marine Corps, we were not classified or given a specific name. We had a secondary form of language that was not anything extravagant or difficult to learn, but in the event that we needed to communicate because we could not use our voice or we were somewhere where things needed to be communicated to keep people from freaking out or to keep someone from knowing what we know, yes, there was a secondary, very simplex form of communication that was taught amongst our group.
Sure. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for the call. We're going to have to call this little snippet of video. Marine tells story of being microchipped. And, I mean, I know that's true. But I should ask him how long ago it happened because it started about 8 years ago in the Army. And my cousin got called in with about 400 at a military base in Texas, and they told him this is classified, but there is a program. Some of you will be selected to get an implantable chip so we can extract you wherever you're at. We'll have your whole history on it. And they said you will, but they said chip flat out. You will be getting a microchip, and it will be put somewhere where the enemy can't find it. And he wouldn't tell me where it was. I know on the Gitmo it's in the spine. Is that not incredible, Joe?
That's crazy, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't doubt, especially when you're higher up, your special ops kind of guys, they're going to be out there deep in the field undercover. It would make sense that that'd be something they would try.
Sure, all of this stuff makes sense, except it's the globalists are in control of.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like Samsung came out yesterday and said, yes, we are recording you and listening to you.
And we've been saying it forever, and people mock us and say, we're crazy. And now it's out in mainstream media.
All right, I want to shift gears. Let's come back in with that intro that you guys had coming in by satellite down on Ukraine currently. We got this shot just about 30 minutes ago from Google, and this is a shot bringing us into Ukraine. And then we will break down what's happening there, probably even do some overdrive here with Joe Biggs. Truly over the top. Okay, this is Donetsk, Ukraine. Joe Biggs, give me your first approximation and take on this, and then I'll go over it. Russia deploying tactical nuke arms to Crimea. That's from October last year. Bill Gertz, high-level sources. And that, I mean, that guy's got amazing sources. That's Washington Times. NATO's tactical nuclear weapons, again, are being moved into that area. Does Russia think their new nuclear weapons could win a war? That's Forbes. Newsweek, Russia has threatened nuclear attack, says Ukraine defense minister. Well, yeah, they've said, if you move armor in up against our border, we reserve the right to use tactical nukes. No longer unthinkable should U.S. ready for limited nuclear war. That's out of defense. We have the military and NATO making incredible statements about ready for war with Russia. Top U.S. generals have been making just very hawkish statements. We've got analysts saying this is the most dangerous it's ever been. I've seen chemical plants blow up growing up in Texas. I've seen them on the news. I've seen them in the distance when I was visiting family in Houston, 20, 30 miles away. I saw it doesn't go boom with a perfect white-hot flash wave and then stop. It just doesn't look like any explosion I've ever seen. Joe, you've seen a lot of explosions. We're going to play this footage for TV viewers and radio listeners right now. This happened Sunday in Ukraine, and we'll get your take on it. Here it is. This is the footage of the explosion. And, again, we're going to give folks the audio of that. We're going to cue up the raw footage from Sunday. And as soon as this came out, Joe got it off Ukrainian television as soon as this came out, and we were able to play it. And again, this was played yesterday. Here it is, with audio.
Oh,
we've all seen hundreds of clips of what atomic bombs look like. Here's the flash. Shockwave. Guys, miles away. Houses miles away were on fire. 15 miles away. And we'll just keep playing that in the background as a loop a few more times. Joe, what's your take on all this?
So Sunday night, I get a message, a link sent to me on Facebook, says, you got to check this out. I looked at the video, opened it up, and I see this explosion. I'm like, wow, what is this? I start digging into it. When I found the actual raw link on YouTube, it had just been put up maybe 5 to 10 minutes prior, only had 5 views on it. I was like, all right, I've got to get to work. We got to do something with this. This is unbelievable.
You called me and said, you know, can I do this?
Yeah. And when I got back to the office, I figured I'd check some of the mainstream sites to see if anybody was talking about this, because that's huge. That's a giant explosion.
As a telltale, still they're not reporting on it hardly.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sunday, I guess, you know, people don't want to interrupt the Grammys with, you know, small talk like this with explosions going on in Ukraine. I mean, that's all I could find on anything, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Fox, CNN, BBC, whatever it was. Everybody wanted to talk about the Grammys. Nobody was talking about this. Now they are today. You know. And
did you ever see anything in Iraq and Afghanistan, explosions that looked anything like that?
I've seen something that looked that big but didn't have a shockwave like that. I mean, that footage made my heart thump just watching. I was like, oh, my God, I hope that a nuke didn't go off. I hope there's not a lot of people.
Because it knocks the people over that are miles away when it comes through.
I mean, the pictures later in that area, you could see buildings were just like the windows were busted out. There was like parts of the building that were cracked and things like that. So, I mean, that was a huge explosion.
And we looked, where's the footage of this place?
Yeah.
I mean, where's the crater? It's not on the news of what happened to this supposed plant. And they're saying a cigarette did it.
Yeah. And so I asked the question, did a nuke go off in Ukraine? And a lot of trolls came out and a lot of people were like, oh, it's not a nuke, but we have the capability of what's called a tactical nuclear weapon, which is a smaller weapon that will not create as much collateral damage, you know, like a strategic nuclear weapon. A strategic nuclear weapon pretty much renders anybody not being able to fight back. It demolishes the buildings and all that. So this would be what I thought, a smaller, and that's what you even said too, it could be a tactical nuclear weapon. So I don't see the problem.
Well, they've got them now that are just fired from mortars. The stuff they had back in the 50s and 60s, like the Davy Crockett, was a two-man team, and it was meant in Eastern Europe, and the Russians poured across an overwhelming force. You just hit them with this. The issue is the Russians have been threatening to use these in state-run media, but Russia was in control of this area, I'm told. But then what's the Ukrainian government saying?
Well, right now they're saying Kiev has received threats of nuclear retaliation from Russia through unofficial channels if it continues to fight pro-Russian separatists in Eastern Ukraine. The Ukrainian Minister of Defense, Valery Pelletay, and it says the Russian side has threatened on several occasions across the unofficial channels that in the case of continued resistance, they are ready to use a tactical nuclear weapon against us.
So we need to just discuss that fact. I mean, that's a big escalation right there.
Yeah.
So, what do you think's going on?
It seems like someone in Ukraine probably did this, and they want to blame it on Russia to spark something up. It seems a little odd to me.
And you've been researching. It's clear that this was a Russian-held plant?
Well, in Donetsk, there's a good bit of those people there as well. But at this point in time, I'm not quite sure. I'm still trying to find out. A lot of the stuff's closed down. A lot of people
aren't. Well, I know. There's no media on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think something like this would be a bigger deal.
Yeah, I'm trying to dig as much as I can, and it's hard to get a lot of, particulars.
Well, what is Russia today saying? What are the Russians saying?
Well, the Russians are saying right now that they think that there was an artillery strike that came in, and that's what hit it. Well, then you have the DNR, which is the Donetsk People's Republic, who came out today and just said that they found what was remnants of a Toka-U, which is an actual piece that is a warhead. It shoots a warhead that could be chemical, nuclear, or EMP. And that's what they found today.
And that's a medium-range or short-range mobile missile launch.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Let's stay right there.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Donetsk is a major city in eastern Ukraine, in the Crimea region, and they've been having major battles there between the Russian separatists and the Ukrainian military. And it's clear that supposedly rebels want to drive the Ukrainian forces out of this area. The Russians have been threatening to use tactical nuclear weapons. This would be a clear message. I'm not saying that's what it is, but there's been so much talk on both sides about this. And then you've got McCain running around saying it's time to have war in the news directly with Russia. And Russia says if they start fighting U.S. or NATO forces directly, that they're not going to fight the armor. They're just going to nuke it. And then that's how I've said over and over again, a nuclear war could start. That's what the analysts say. Like they're in the news today, analysts, you know, diplomats saying the most dangerous thing I've ever seen. They use attack, or the West uses attack, weapon, getting overrun. Remember, during the Pristina situation, during the Kosovo War, the Russians landed at the Pristina airport and took it over. And then they ordered the head of NATO to attack the Russians, and the head general, who's British, said, I will not start World War III, and didn't. And he said, the Russians have always had an interest in this country. I'm not doing it. Well, now they may have generals that are willing to do it. And the thing is, the Russians have said, we will launch these weapons at you. So whether this is an A-bomb going off or not, I keep saying A-bomb, because a lot of these tacticals are very primitive. It fires like a plutonium bullet into a ball of uranium. Those are some of those more simpler weapons. And that looks like the atomic bomb blast I've seen over and over again. When you see that first shock of the atoms and that first wave of golden light, that's not what conventional explosives or chemicals do. They expand slowly compared to fissionable material. And I'm not a nuclear physicist. I've just studied this. It looks bad, Joe.
Yeah. Well, the thing is if one person starts using a strategic a tactical nuke, and then the other one uses a tactical nuke, and that leads into strategical nuke.
It escalates. First they use the little ones, and
then they go to the bigger, and then they wipe it out, and then it gets out of hand. And then you've got people, not only does Russia have this capability, but Pakistan has this kind of capability. Other people around here have it.
India.
Yeah. So it says, outside the U.S., both established and emergency nuclear powers increasingly see nuclear weapons as weapons that can be used in a controlled, limited, and strategically useful fashion.
See, and again, it's all over the news. Russia and the U.S. keep saying, oh, it's no big deal to use nukes now. Keep going.
Barry Watts, an analyst with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, says Russia has not only developed new relatively low-yield tactical nukes, but also routinely war-game their use to stop both NATO and Chinese conventional forces should they overrun Moscow's feeble post-Soviet military. And like you said,
that's right, because they've only got 160 million people and a 500,000-man army compared to China with 3 or 4 million, the U.S. with 1 million. They're saying they're betting everything on tactical nukes.
Yeah. And like I said, Pakistan has developed the tactical nukes to stop India's much larger military, which also would have the capability as well. And Iran is seeking this out. So you get tactical nukes being fired, then it escalates, and everyone's just trying to push the buttons to see who's got the bigger cojones to do it.
And the real weapon is a remote control nuke mines, atomic mines, because they'll put those out. They have spotters by radio or sat phone now. The tank brigades come into the area, and you just detonate right in the middle of them, take them all out.
Yeah, this is just, it's not a good game to play, and they're trying to start something. It says Russia is moving tactical nuclear weapon systems into recently annexed Crimea, while the Obama administration is backing informal talks aimed at cutting U.S. tactical nuclear deployments in Europe, and that's the Washington Free Beacon. Three senior House Republican leaders wrote to President Obama 2 weeks ago warning that Moscow will deploy nuclear missiles and bombers armed with long-range air-launched cruise missiles into occupied Ukraine territory.
And they've now been patrolling even the edge of our skies.
Yeah.
Because of the provocation, because the West is moving its forces up against Russia.
Yeah.
And I'm not lionizing Russia, but we're starting it.
Yeah.
We're starting it. And I mean, it was about 2 months ago that NATO general, he's a U.S. general, I forget his name, he gets up in his little Air Force uniform and he goes, we're ready to take on the Russians. I mean, nobody ever talked like that before. Yeah. I mean, we're ready to have a war, no big deal. I mean, I'm sorry, it's not a bunch of Iraqis that we're fighting here, folks, with AK-47s. It's the Russians with nuclear weapons.
This is GCN,
about war with Russia.
Nations Radio Network.
The new House of Cards. Stay there. I want to talk about that. We're going into overdrive.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.